Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. The semester's almost over. Just have grades to get in. Thinking a little bit about students graduating and where they might go. And I thought about the whole idea of what motivates somebody to come and get a physics degree at Missouri State University or a degree in STEM at all. And so the motivation to do science. You know, I've worked with a lot of students over the years, and I've talked to a lot of undecided students as I was a department head and asked them what they wanted to do. And when I said that, I didn't ask what degree they wanted or what major they wanted to be. And I asked about their motivations. I used to ask them questions like this. If you could pick one of the following, which one would you pick? In 10 years, do you see yourself with a house and a picket fence? Do you see yourself doing something that you must be passionate about? Must you help people? Maybe you're altruistic. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe there's something else that I've missed out on, but it might be something that you're interested in. I look for that big, broad idea, and none of these are the right answer, of course. And once people told me how they saw themselves in 10 years, what they were interested in, I then was able to give them better advice about what kind of major might be a way to achieve that goal or to go down that path. The interesting thing is physics isn't always thought of as the thing that can get both things done. Most people think about physics and they think you better be passionate about it because you're going to be broke, when in fact, that is absolutely not the case. Physics is utilized in a wide array of industries, from the defense industry to the semiconductor industry to health physics, medicine, you name it, physics is in it. And people that graduate with a degree in physics go on to get very, very good jobs. Typically, they work for somebody like Lockheed Martin or maybe Raytheon or maybe Intel, and I have students at those companies and many, many others. And they do quite well for themselves. Even with a bachelor's degree, they'll go out and make something like $65,000 to $80,000 a year to start, and with a PhD or a master's, I've sent students out that certainly make six figures right off the bat. And you wonder why I'm talking about this, because these kinds of disciplines, physics, are sort of under assault. I saw that UMSL just had to justify keeping their physics program, which was almost cut. Because why? Because they were worried about the number of majors that it has. And so, of course, at a university, which is a place of higher learning, the three things that motivate universities, unfortunately, are student credit hour production, the number of majors, and the number of degrees awarded. They like to count things, which I understand because legislators also like to count things. They like to count dollars, and they like to count product. But the interesting thing about this is they don't necessarily count value. So not to name any particular major, but there are some majors in which there are hundreds of graduates every year, and most of those graduates do not go out and find a job in the particular field for which they have been trained. The argument in that case is that they become trained in the general way of thinking and they'll find a job doing something. And that's a great argument. But Georgetown Center for Education and the Workforce, which is a group at Georgetown University that has a wide array of studies related to this, shows that the link between STEM degrees and what you do and whether you can be funded in your life doing what you love is very high. So in other words, degrees in physics and computer science and engineering, they have a lot of utility. Not only can you do something about which you are passionate, but you will get paid. And I'm not saying that getting paid alone is something that justifies having a degree or having a degree program at a university, but I'm saying it must be taken into consideration. It can't just be that you count the number of degrees. That alone is not enough. People say, well, Dave, we're not here to give people utility. And I put to you that in the aftermath of World War II, with the GI Bill and so many students going into the universities, it became key to link what you studied at the university to some ability to make your way in the workforce. Otherwise, why would somebody go into thousands and thousands of dollars of debt, sometimes in a matter of $100,000 of debt, if it isn't going to benefit themselves in some way? Of course, they're going to learn to think. And a degree that has no hope of a job can teach somebody very, very useful things. But the great thing about a STEM degree, and specifically a physics degree, is you can be passionate about it. And you will learn to think, amazingly enough, learn many, many things that are useful both in your inner life and can also be used to make your way in the world and become a productive member of society. I think that sometimes people need to think about STEM degrees in both contexts as a way to think about the world, a way to learn and gain insight into yourself as a person and into the world and the way it works, and also a way to ensure that you will have a productive future, let's call it. People would say, Dave, that's much too utilitarian. And I would say, at some level, we have to seek out those things that give us the best chance for happiness. And in this particular case, I believe a STEM degree and a physics degree does just that. That's Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.